I really love your kitchen, Jeannie. This is fantastic. My dream.
Ooh, okay. Here's my three ovens.
Welcome to the Italian Wine Podcast Lockdown Series. Every Monday, we'll be connecting with Italian wine people. Join us to find out what they're doing and drinking today.
Hello, Jeannie. Good to see you.
Hi, Jesse. Good to see you.
It's quite interesting to be in this so-called lockdown series when in Hong Kong, our lockdown is a little bit more flexible as it is in Italy. But anyway, most people are staying at home. I'm sure you spent a great deal, much more time at home than you have in the past in Hong Kong.
So I've been cooking a lot of food. Every day is sort of a new recipe. But the one that I wanted to show and share today is something really simple and something that I think anyone can do. And you know, lots of people love eggs. They love eggs poached, fried, scrambled, you know, but the way that we have it, you know, the Korean way of having eggs is a kind of a special steamed egg in a clay pot. So right behind me, you'll see in a bit, I have been boiling for about 30 minutes special Korean base stock. Yeah, so let me just share with you the very basic ingredients, okay? It's very simple. The main ingredient is egg, and to give it the fluffiness and the lightness, you need the broth or the dashi. And if you don't have Japanese or Korean dashi and you can't make it, then just use chicken stock or vegetable stock. It's equally good. It gives that savory umami contrast, and because you have eggs in it as well and it's steamed, it really accentuates that umami taste and gives a lot of, a kind of comfort, comforting feeling that goes straight to my stomach. So it's eggs, dashi, that's the main. But then the third is actually the way you salt it. So if you don't have fish sauce, you can easily use salt. There's a lot of white wines from Italy that I think would go really well with this dish. However, the one thing you have to remember, like all Korean and Chinese food,
sure,
we don't eat just this dish by itself. So I've prepared a little meal tray for you to get an idea of how we would eat this dish, because it's considered one of the side dishes. So if this was my main source of protein, I would have this for lunch or breakfast, because it's a very light dish and with rice and some vegetables, right?
Also, you don't have wine with lunch, Jeannie?
Of course. Well, I'm cooking and I'm having a Vette San Leonardo Sauvignon Blanc. So
fantastic.
Yes.
I'm having a Canel Bosco Cuvée Prestige. Franciacorta, toujours Franciacorta.
Here it is. I opened it just before I started. So let me put this on this side. Okay. So now what we have to do is I have six eggs, and the proportion really varies. You can make four eggs, you can make six, you can make eight, and it's really up to you and how many people. We have six people in my family. I have four daughters, so I usually proportion kind of one egg per person. And when you do six eggs, normally, I measured it already, but the broth is usually between 1 to 1.5 cups. And the only
already.
Thing I need to do is fluff these eggs and beat them, you know, until they're the consistency I want. Now, the difference between, and I brought this strainer here because chawanmushi, the Japanese version of the steamed egg, is usually in a ramekin, in this kind of ramekin, and it's steamed. And if I run the egg through the strainer, then the texture of the egg becomes really fine. But the Korean version is actually a little bit rougher because we stir, and as you will see, the texture is a little bit richer and bigger. Mm. Now, if you want also a runnier, more soupy type of a steamed egg, then you can add more broth. It's really up to you. So I'm gonna beat this very well, about a few minutes. And saltiness also depends on you.
I really love your kitchen, Jeannie. This is fantastic. My dream.
Oh, okay. Here's my three ovens right here.
Mamma mia. Wow, I love it. Wonderful.
Actually, okay, JC, you're going to laugh, but I have two kitchens. I have another kitchen in the back, which is for wok frying and kind of smelly Korean food. So this is usually like when we have friends over. Okay.
So this is why you don't mind to stay at home a little bit during the lockdown. It allows you to explore your creative side and go absolutely crazy in the kitchen. I love it. I really love it.
Okay. Now we have fish sauce. Again, like I said, you can use salt. You can use soy sauce. You can use salted fermented shrimp. So depending on how salty you like it, I usually put for 6 eggs, I put 1.5 to 2 tablespoons. So it's, you see how it's not quite full? That's one. And around two, just, but not quite two, not to make it too salty. I usually use this to make soup for 6 people. Korean soup, like tofu soup. I would make soybean soup, beef stew. And we have it in this pot, we bring it to the table, and then we serve it in soup bowls. So you just stir. So the time now, I can see, is it takes about 7 minutes.
And 7 minutes.
Yeah, and the only reason I'm not putting the lid on yet is because I just want to make sure that it doesn't, nothing sticks. Once it starts boiling a little bit more, and you can see that the egg is kind of getting into a thicker consistency, then I'm going to be ready to put the lid on because this has a steam effect. Now, if you don't have this, if you don't have this pot, then the question is, what do you do? So you'd use what the French call the bain-marie or the hot water method, where you put the ramekins or a some sort of heated pot into water so that it's actually bathing in water. Or you can put it in your steamer, but the idea is that what you really want to do is the last 3 minutes, you want it to steam and kind of fluff up. So it's a beautiful golden color right now. And I'm just letting it stir. So it will be cooking for about, I've been stirring for about a minute or two. So once I put the top on, I'm going to do another 3-4 minutes, and we'll see how. This pot does its magic.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
And that's it. Ooh, do you want to take a peek? Okay, so this is a little too runny. And if you look, you can see that it's starting to cook all around. Now, what I'm going to do is just see, so all around it is still starting to cook. So I think I'm going to give it another 2 more minutes.
So perhaps, when I was in the lift coming to my flat now, I spoke with someone in the lift. And people said, I cannot wait to go back to work in my office, because when I work at home, I cannot concentrate at all. And so I'm curious, you must do quite a bit of work from home yourself. So how do you concentrate when you work from home?
Well, I guess I'm used to it, because in fact, my daytime job was usually being a mother.
I see.
And everything else. And so I'm used to doing work, as my family will tell you, on the airplane, on trains, in a taxi, wherever I can find the time, because time was so precious. So I never had a real issue wherever I was working. I mean, I could be, anywhere, and that's why I was able to also work from airplanes and travel as much as I did, because I could still write, I could still, contribute articles and
what's your secret?
My teaching.
What's your secret to be effective in this context?
Be very busy and have lots of children, because they will force you to be a good time management person from the very beginning. Because if you have four small kids, when they were young, my kids were four children under the age of 4 years old. So if I didn't manage my time, there's nothing I could get done.
In fact, when you did your research project, it was a thesis in those days when you did the Master of Wine, you already had the four children, no?
Yes, yes.
And so this must have been a very intense moment to be able to complete the thesis and take care of these four children, Mamma Mia.
Well, for me, the thesis was the easy part, because I like writing, as you know, right?
Yes,
so the thesis is mostly about research and writing. So that was, I thought, pretty easy. It was the studying and the having to learn about winemaking, viticulture, all the technical things and all the tasting components of it that was quite challenging. And I think that took a lot of time. So I had no social life. Outside of family, I just didn't see anybody, probably for about 4 years, mm-hmm. 4 to 5 years.
So studying for the Master of Wine is a kind of a lockdown practice, if you will.
Yeah, it is. But I was working as well. So my day job was writing articles, teaching. I had, at that time, I was running the Fine Wine School, which I then merged with Berry Brothers. And so I had a school. I was writing, at that time, I think about 4 or 5 different wine columns. It was really crazy. And working on my book, and then also then at night I would study for the Master of Wine.
So your secret to keep focused is to be busy, because you have no choice and you have to focus. And so
And so you really use your time really well.
Yeah, exactly.
Ooh, juicy.
Fantastic.
Okay, I'm going to give it a few more minutes, because I think I want it to be a little runny and soft, because it's steamed. But at the same time, I don't want it to be too soupy. It depends on how you enjoy it. Because if you think about it, it's steamed egg with broth and a lot of umami flavor going on.
Wonderful. Yeah, no, for me, umami flavor, I really, really believe a fantastic Franciacorta with 50, 70 months on the lees, even some bottle aging would be really fantastic.
Ooh,
with such a dish.
That's
no?
a good thing. I'll be right back.
Oh, I hope you have a Franciacorta. Ah, Three Ovens, wonderful wine cellar, and Bella Vista, wonderful, Franciacorta.
So, I think you're absolutely right. It could go very well, you know, and it would be wonderful, but I have to show you the whole plate of how we would eat this dish, right?
Absolutely.
Because we wouldn't just be eating this. This would be, like I said, this size with 6 eggs would be for 6 people.
Yes, of course.
I'm going to show you how we would traditionally eat this. So first, let's take a look. Ooh, do you see that steam?
Wonderful. Wonderful.
And what we do is add
spring onions.
Spring onions on top. I'm going to bring one tray of a typical Korean plate. If I were having this big, and typically, like I said, something like this without any meat or fish means that it is going to be a lighter meal. So in Korea, you might have actually this whole plate for breakfast. And the only thing I'm missing here is a little bit of soup. So I just want to thank everyone in Italy for making great wines, because you can pair it with Korean food, with Chinese, with a lot of different Asian cuisines, and don't be afraid to experiment.
Thank you, Ginny. It was fantastic. Thank you so much. Chin chin.
Chin chin.
C See you next Monday for another Virtual Wine Journey Italian Wine Podcast Lockdown Series.